WRCE 1450 AM, W299 CD, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A controversial law that would allow law enforcement in Texas to arrest migrants suspected of being in the country illegally is back on hold. The Supreme Court had let it go forward. An appeals court then stepped in just before midnight and halted it. There is an appeals court hearing today on what the next steps should and could be. The House impeachment inquiry holding a public hearing today. ABC National Correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
The House Oversight Committee will hear from Tony Bobulinski and Jason Galanis, two former associates of Hunter Biden, who plan to testify about how they saw the then vice president helping his son in his work. It's a charge the White House has strongly denied. Democrats on the committee have called Lev Parnas, a former associate of Rudy Giuliani, who's expected to speak of GOP efforts to dig up dirt on the Bidens in Ukraine.
Reports in British media that someone may have been attempting to snoop around and gain access to the Princess of Wales medical records while Kate was in the hospital for abdominal surgery back in January. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A pair of audits show about three-fourths of workspaces in state office buildings are empty as many as 5 days a week. A panel of state lawmakers pressed leaders from the Department of Administration and the Universities of Wisconsin about their work-from-home policies. State Representative Bob Witke says the state has invested billions of dollars in office space. He questions why it should go unused. Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss offers a blunt assessment to the effort to recall him from office.
The people who organized this are so out of touch with reality, and I'm just going to keep saying it over and over again, they are morons.
Voss tells a WisPolitics luncheon that convicted felons were among those who signed off on petitions with hundreds of duplicate signatures, misspelled addresses, and missing information. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
A Sparta man is facing homicide charges following a UTV crash. The Monroe County Sheriff's Department reports that Danielle Fields, 23 of Sparta, died due to the injury she sustained after a UTV crash she was a passenger in. The initial investigation shows that Keegan Saver, 24 of Sparta, was driving the UTV when it crashed. He, too, was injured and transported to an area hospital. He was released from the hospital yesterday and taken to the Monroe County Jail, where he was booked on charges of homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle and homicide by negligent operation of a vehicle. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds ATV/UTV riders to make safety their number one priority this spring. A lack of snow melt and early spring weather means drier trails and more opportunities for riders to get out. Regardless of weather and trail conditions, safety must remain a priority for rec vehicle riders. With news from the center, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Bucks with a battle in Beantown. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Tonight, it's the Bucks and first place Celtics in Boston. Chris Middleton back for his second game after missing over a month with a sprained left ankle. Middleton on what he's being asked to do by Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
You know, I try to be a coach in the floor at times with, you know, pinning guys in certain spots and running certain things just to get a different flow or try to take control of the game.
March Madness, the Badgers and Marquette Golden Eagles head to Brooklyn, New York to play their first games Friday in the Big Dance. College football, a report in the Wisconsin State Journal says that the Badgers are actively recruiting over 22 offensive players to come to Madison. That includes Darian Dupree, a running back out of Mount Carmel High, the Illinois State champions the past 2 years.
I love Wisconsin.
Why did you commit to Wisconsin?
Why not go there, you know? Coach Fickell is a great coach, you know? I love Coach Fickell. I started to like them before the new staff, but the new staff came over there. It just really, like, pushed me forward to go there. I just love Wisconsin.
That's running back Darian Dupree with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny and colder today. We'll get to around 35 for a high this afternoon. The wind, a little gusty out of the northwest at 15 to 20, decreasing by the afternoon. Tonight down to 20, tomorrow cloudy, 38 with snow likely tomorrow night into Friday. There could be 3 to 4, maybe even more inches of snow by the time it winds down late Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
Consumers everywhere are loving the benefits of buying locally produced food. Not only is it fresher and more nutritious, it's also good for the local economy. With state-of-the-art facilities throughout the Midwest, the Village Hearth buns you already love are baked and delivered fresh daily to your local grocer. So whether you like unsliced, old-fashioned hamburger and hot dog buns, or prefer classic white or wheat, just look for the familiar red Village Hearth logo on the package, and you've made the right choice. Village Hearth buns, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
Wednesday on the Maggie Dawn Show, get to know the City of Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson a little bit better. Don't miss it, 2 to 4 p.m. this Wednesday on the Maggie Dawn Show.
Ithaca's choice for news, talk, and sports. News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother, like, stop right on.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Hey, good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Earl. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. I got a great show lined up for you guys this morning. And if I were you, I wouldn't miss one second of it. It is impactful. You know, there's so many different subjects that we're going to be talking about, and certainly would love to have your involvement in the show. You can join us always at 844-967-2789. Let's get busy. So, Calvin, are you a great speller? I bet you are.
I might do okay, but there's definitely some words that trip me up.
Well, so, you know, I'll tell you something, man. I'll have trouble spelling car, right? hey, bat, book. Yeah. Well, I'm exaggerating a little bit. But I'm not a great speller, right? So were you ever in a spelling contest?
No, I'm not that good a speller.
and you're a very bright guy. You sound things out.
Yeah, I guess, but that doesn't always lead you to spelling things right.
No, it does not, man. You know, sounding things out is the way that I guess, you know, we were originally taught how to spell. And phonics, I think that's what they called it. It's been so long ago for me, man. But there's so many words that, you know, sound one way, but I spell a different way in the English language. So what we're going to do at the beginning of the show is, Calvin, I got 20 of the hardest words to spell in the English language. And I'm going to start with you. But our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. We'd love for you to join in at any point in time. So, Calvin, here's one of the top 20 hardest words to spell in the English language. Nauseous.
I think nauseous is spelled N-A-U-S-E-U-S.
No. You want to try it one more time?
No, just okay. Tell me.
So, hey, our phone lines are open. 844-967-2789. If you want to join in this morning, you don't need to feel embarrassed. If someone would ask me how to spell it, I wouldn't be doing such a great job. But if you just go by how it sounds, and that's what you did, right?
Yeah, I knew there was something a little tricky in there, so I tried to guess what the trick was, but I guess I was wrong.
Well, so say it again. What? Spell it again.
N-A-U. I said S-E-U-S the first time.
Yeah, you know what? You were really close, man. N-A-U-S-E-O.
Oh.
U-S. Right? I mean, you were right there. Just one letter. One, what's that, a vowel, A-E-I-O-U, a vowel? Yep. Just one vowel, you were off. But no, but it sounds like N-A-U-S-C-O-U-S. Nauseous. You could spell it and sound it out, and that's the way it would, you know, it sounds like that's the way it would, you know, come out. Here's one that seems to be pretty easy. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. We're only going to do this for a few minutes. Dilate. You know, like when your eyes dilate?
Yeah.
You want to try it?
Should I give it a shot?
Yeah.
D-I-A-L-I-A-T-E.
No, it's so I would have spelled it kind of similar to the way you spelled it. But no, dilate sounds like D-I-A-L-A-T-E. That's the way it sounds. But it is spelled D-I-L-A-T-E. You know, and so you just had the A and the L, you know, in different positions. Let's go. Phone lines are open, 844-967-2780. There's no point in being scarred. You know, nobody's going to call you out and say, you know, because, I mean, like I said, indict, Calvin.
Oh, I do know this one. It is I-N-D-I-C-T.
Yeah, you're right. So, but it sounds like I-N-D-I-T-E, indict.
Yep.
Right? But yet the C is in place of the T, and then you drop the E, but that's how it sounds, and that's the way I would spell it.
Yeah, nowadays you just got to get close enough, and the computer will tell you how to do it.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's true. Liquefy.
L-I-Q-U-I-F-Y.
Yeah, that's the way it sounds. That's the way I would spell it. But that is not the way it's spelled. It's spelled L-I-Q-U-E-F-Y. Right? E in place of the I. I mean, these things, English? That's not in English. Oh, I guess it is. English teacher, English class, where you would come across these things. Here's one I always have trouble with, man. Today is what? What day is today?
Wednesday.
Yeah. How you spell Wednesday, man?
W-E-D-N-E-S-D-A-Y.
Yeah, man. I always spell it W-E-D-N-S-D-A-Y.
Yeah, that's how I always just remember from elementary school that they would tell us that it's Wednesday.
Oh,
that's
really?
How you remember to spell it. Yep.
You remember from grade school.
Yep.
I don't know if anything I remember from grade school. Let me go a couple more. Sherbet, as in sherbet ice cream.
This one, I think, is... See, I know it's spelt not how it sounds.
Right.
I think it's like S-O-R-B-E-T.
No, man. It's S-H... So it sounds like S-H-E-R-B-E-R-T. Sherbert. Yep. That's the way it sounds, right? But it's not. It's S-H-E-R-B-E-T. So if you're just joining us and thinking that we have lost our minds, no, we haven't. It's the 20 of the toughest. This is in Reader's Digest. Well, that's what you get when you go to Reader's Digest for content. But anyway, These are 20 of the toughest words to spell in the English language. As I was saying before, I'm not very good at it. Calvin's doing pretty good, a lot better than I know I would have. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. If you care to join in, we'll only be doing this for a couple more minutes. Baloney man.
B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
Yeah, that's, you must. You
yeah,
must,
yeah. I like to get baloney every once in a while.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, it's spelled, it sounds like B-A-L-O-N-E-Y. But only because you get baloney at the store. Hey, playwright, Calvin. How you spell playwright?
P-L-A-Y-W-R-I-T-E.
So, and that's the way it sounds. That's the way they wrote it out. But playwright is actually P-L-A-Y-W-R-I-G-H-T.
That would have been my second guess.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, it's just kind of weird, right? I mean, when you think people are so good at spelling, man, they really have to be on the ball, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, because there's definitely, English is just such a mishmash of the languages that that came before it that it's hard to know what word comes, like you have to know what language the word comes from to be able to know how you're supposed to spell it.
Fuchsia, like in the color.
F-U-S-C-I-A.
You know, you're close. Just based on, you know, the sounding of it. But F-U-C-H-S-I-A. Again, you had the S and the C mixed up. Let me minuscule. You want to give that a shot?
No, I don't think I have that one.
Okay. Minuscule. M-I-N-U-S-C-U-L-E. Let me see. Let me get the number one, and then we'll. That's a hard one to accommodate. Let's see. Gubernatorial.
G-U-B-E-N. Tutorial.
Right. G-U-B-E-R-N-A-T-O-N-A-L. I would have had it all mixed up too. But anyway, just a little information and food for thought. But I'm telling you, we're getting ready to really get into some real, real content on the show. And if I were you, I would not leave for one moment. I really want to ask some serious questions about how much you think it would cost to feed and rid the entire United States of hunger per year. 844-967-2789. How much do you think it would cost to rid the entire nation of hunger each year? 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I asked a question before we went to break. How much would it cost a year to rid our nation of hunger? And that number, according to Joel Berg, the CEO of Hunger Free America, has calculated the cost of ending hunger in the United States at $25 billion. Now, that sounds like a lot of money. $25 billion to make sure that no American is ever hungry year to year. Sounds like a lot of money. Until you put it up against the fact that the presidential election of 2024 is projected to cost $1 billion. I mean, something is seriously wrong in a nation that understands that there are American citizens who are hungry, children, the elderly, who are hungry, who don't get a chance to eat three square meals a day. In the wealthiest nation on earth. And yet, you know, we complain about food stamps. We don't want to give people food stamps. They're getting something for nothing. But we're willing to spend $1 billion on a presidential election. 844-967-2789. I don't know how we cannot think that there's something, you know, wrong, seriously wrong with that kind of information and why we shouldn't all be outraged. $1 billion for a presidential election. Listen to Joel Berg. It's not my words. These are Joel Berg's words. Hunger in the United States isn't a direct result of war or crop failures or massive inflation. Americans who are hungry simply don't have enough money to buy food, Berg says. A combination of increased wages and improved safety net programs would be needed. So, President Biden has made an attempt to create social programs that will open the door, safety net programs, to help make sure that all Americans are fed. And there are people standing in the way and arguing in opposition to that. Oh, no. We can't feed people. And people should be able to feed themselves. This is America, and, you know, I'm able to feed my family. And so we've got to stop handing out things to people. People actually have people in this nation who actually have that kind of predisposition and don't want to offer assistance and help. 48 million Americans don't get enough to eat every day. 48 million Americans. Not my words. And yet we have people who don't want to support their fellow countrymen. They would prefer that they starve. Well, it's America, and they should be able to make it. You know, America's for the hardy. What are you talking about, man? They're going to spend $100 billion. Excuse me, $10 billion. $10 billion on, $1 billion. $1 billion on the 2024 presidential election. $10.2 billion will be spent on advertising, including everything from broadcast TV, cable, TV, radio, and social media. Again, $25 billion to pay and make sure that every American citizen gets a chance to eat three square meals a day. $25 billion. But they're going to spend $10.2 billion on broadcast TV, cable, radio, and advertising for the presidential election, not to mention $1 billion itself spent on the elections. 844-967-2789. Maybe you don't see that as an issue. You know, you haven't given it any thought. But I'm bringing it to you now. Do you have a thought on that? Does it make any sense? You know, I get it. Oh, it's election time. It's all around us. And so hungry people we don't see. We don't get to see much, but I do. Where I live, I see a lot of hungry people. There are people hungry in urban areas. There are people hungry in rural areas. And yet we, for whatever reason, cannot bring ourselves. As Tom always says, we the people are the government. If we see that our government is doing the wrong thing, and we as American citizens can't organize enough or bring pressure on our government to make sure we feed the American people. You know, I mean, I'm not one of those people. So, you know, I'm not worried about whether or not there's going to be three square meals in my home. I'm able and blessed enough to be able to provide that. But many people aren't. And when you can throw away money the way it's being thrown away now, when you're talking about the amount of money that's being spent on political elections, come on, wouldn't we be much better served to use that money to make sure, as Dr. King said, I know where the best place to spend that money or to put that food that's stored in warehouses that goes bad in the wrinkled stomachs of children all over the world? Come on. That's ridiculous. Should be outraged. I'm going to continue, this morning on my rant about, you know, what is wrong, what is going on inside of this nation that should be exposed. And, you know, we're going to come back. And maybe you didn't know it, but troops are on the ground. United States troops are on the ground in Taiwan. 844-967-2789. We'll talk about that on the other side. Up next, news, weather, and sports.
Coming up Wednesday on Nat Nair On Air, Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski joins the show at 11:33. Don't miss it.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is giving out about $4 million in grants to help employers train thousands of workers in construction, healthcare, manufacturing, and transportation jobs. 22 companies are using the money from the Department of Workforce Development's Wisconsin Fast Forward program to train more than 2,000 people. Wisconsin is eligible for up to $30 million in federal money for high-speed internet in underserved areas. It would be a boon to rural communities where the population is getting older.
At least 15% of people 50 plus in Wisconsin are not connected because the wires simply don't come to their house, or they don't have a device, or they don't know how to use it.
Martha Cranley is with AARP Wisconsin. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
With news from the center, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Herb Cole Educational Foundation has announced recipients of the organization's 2024 Student Excellence and Initiative Awards. Student Excellence and Initiative scholarships of $10,000 will be awarded to 187 graduating high school students who have demonstrated academic excellence and initiative and have displayed a broad range of activity leadership in their community. Two local recipients of the Student Excellence Scholarship are from Kickapoo High School. They are Haley Gander of Reedstown and Evelyn Hazel of Viola. Madison Hanna of Richland Center of the Richland Online Academy has been named a Student Initiative Scholar. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is accepting nominations through March 29th for 3 seats on the Wisconsin Potato Industry Board. Area producers in District 3 include Columbia, Crawford, Dane, Grant, Iowa, Juneau, La Crosse, Lafayette, Richland, Sauk, Trempealeau, and Vernon counties.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. If you like a good old-fashioned cold case mystery, American Conspiracy, The Octopus Murders might be right up your alley. The documentary revisits the case of Danny Casolaro, who was investigating a vast global conspiracy before ending up dead in his hotel bathtub in 1991. The Netflix miniseries is reviewing well with critics, but viewers appear split down the middle. I'm enjoying it immensely. Well, it's finally happened. A reality show and a scripted series are crossing over. Deadline is announcing that ABC will have The Bachelor and 911 share a storyline. 911 actor Oliver Stark says it won't be a huge spectacle, but it will be a really fun emergency. Yeah, tell that to the actors who are pretending to be near death. This is very risky, not because people will wonder which show is actually fake. I mean, they both are. But if I were The Bachelor, I'd be awfully careful. Women love firefighters. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny and colder today. We'll get to around 35 for a high this afternoon. The wind a little gusty out of the northwest at 15 to 20, decreasing by the afternoon. Tonight down to 20, tomorrow cloudy, 38 with snow likely. Tomorrow night into Friday, there could be 3 to 4, maybe even more inches of snow by the time it winds down late Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
With Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. News from the center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM. Richland County's choice for news, talk, and sports.
Show me a river that's so
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Before we went to break, I was talking about the fact that it would cost $25 billion, to make sure that no American would be hungry per year in this country. And yet, the presidential election is going to cost $1 billion, and then there's another $10.2 billion projected to be spent on television, radio, and multimedia. And, you know, just for the life of me, I talked about, you know, Joe Berg, CEO of Hunger Free America, calculated the cost of ending hunger in America. And then, on the other hand, Food Research and Action Center list essential strategies to ending hunger in America, create jobs, raise wages, increase opportunity, and share prosperity, which you think we would want to do in this nation, improve government income, support programs for struggling families, strengthen the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, SNAP, a.k.a. food stamps, strengthen child nutrition programs, target supports to especially vulnerable populations, work with states, localities, and nonprofits to expand and improve participation in federal nutritional programs, make sure all families have convenient access to reasonably priced healthy food, and 8, build political will. Now, you know, having said all of that, I was reading this article in Newsweek on the other day and didn't get a chance to talk about it, but before I go to the phone lines, Taiwan has confirmed there are U.S. troops stationed on the islands in Taiwan, in Taiwanian Strait on a permanent basis, including an island just over a mile off China's southeast coast. The National Defense Authorization Act of 2023 paved the way for the arrival to conduct training programs for troops on Taiwan's front line. China has vowed to someday annex Democratic Taiwan, which it regards as a rogue province, despite the fact the Chinese Communist Party government in Beijing has never ruled there. China has sharply increased military sorties and drills in and around the 90-mile Taiwan Strait. Now, asked to confirm reports, U.S. General Special Forces, also known as Green Berets, were in Taiwan on a permanent basis, the Taiwanese Defense Chief Chi Ku Sheng told reporters on March 14th, no matter the situation, there may be blind spots or shortcomings, so we need to communicate with our allies, whether it's a team or a group. The reason I'm bringing that up is, can you imagine how much that costs our nation to have those troops permanently situated there, and the support groups that go along with them? We can spend that money and nobody utters a mumbling word, but when it comes to spending $25 billion to help feed the American people, crickets. You know, I'm an American. Yeah, I am. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. But that doesn't mean I support the things that our nation does. We claim to be a nation that we sometimes don't live up to. And so I'm going to constantly talk about and challenge this nation and the people of this nation to live up to what we claim we are. 844-967-2789 is the number. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom.
Good morning, Earl. First off, we the people are the government, and that means all of us. Second is that, you know, we throw this word around of pro-life around so much, especially on the other side of the aisle, that I think we need to take that word pro-life back and start talking about pro-life for all Americans or pro-life for all, and talk about what you're talking about, nutrition, food, health care, all of that. I mean, they should call the Medicare for All bill pro-life for all Americans bill. You know, messaging is very, very important. And you're absolutely correct. And you understand now why it is that the media, corporate media, doesn't say a damn thing about money in politics. Because they know that they're getting the money from the advertising dollars. It's absolutely disgusting. It is the cancer on everything that there is, which is money in politics. If anyone has not done so, check out Citizens United, George War Criminal Bush's Supreme Court.
So, Tom, I get all that. What I don't get is a nation that's supposedly built on some moral imperative. Some, you know, we call ourselves a Christian nation. That's what we say. And yet people are dying in this nation from the lack of food. For I was tired and hungry and you fed me not, right? You know, where's that? Where are the actions associated with that, Tom?
Earl, you weren't told about the emperor that has no clothes? About the big lie that we really care, the big, big lie that we really care about children. We just care about our own children. We don't seem to give a crap about anybody else's in this nation. When you're talking about Matthew 15 and you're talking about the Beatitudes, a lot of Christians that believe that still, because that's what Jesus actually said. But, and I'm sure other religions believe the same type of thing, but they sure don't live it. They just say, oh, Lord Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior, and I believe he died on the cross and rose 3 days. Therefore, I'm okay.
So, Tom, let me ask you. So you're listening to what I'm saying this morning. Am I in error on anything that I've said?
I don't see how you could be in error on anything you're saying unless people are greedy, unless people are selfish, unless people think that the billionaire class is supposed to have it all. We're not even talking about millionaires. You can still be millionaires. You can still be multimillionaires, all of that. But billionaires? We have 30 families in this country that own more wealth than 90% of us.
So, Tom.
What's wrong with that? And those people buy politicians.
And so when you find out that 44 million Americans are hungry, But it doesn't seem to matter to far too many of us. That doesn't enter into our mindsets because we don't see it. And so because we don't see it, maybe that's why it doesn't matter. But I don't have to see hunger to know that there are people who are hungry in this society. And the fact that we're the wealthiest nation on earth, and the fact that $25 billion would fix it, which is a drop in the bucket. What is the budget, $1.3 trillion, $1.4 trillion? What's $25 billion, man?
Question. If the people were told every day that money in politics is what's caused the problem with the pharmaceutical ads, money in politics is what's created the problem with... Instead, these shows make it like, oh, my gosh, they brought in this much money in one day for their election. They don't look at that as a negative. They look at that like as a positive. And it's so disgusting. You know, I'd rather give the beggar on the street money and go buy them groceries than give any politician money for their campaigns. I'd rather give money to civic media, and I'd rather give money to free speech TV than I would to any of these other things, because you guys are actually speaking the truth.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. Maybe I'm raining on people's parades. You know, maybe it's not something that we should be talking about. But listen, there's famine afoot in Gaza. There's famine afoot in Haiti. Hundreds of thousands of people, human beings, gonna starve. You know, we warehouse food until it goes bad. The prices of food in this nation are outlandish. The corporations that have been allowed to gouge the American people and knowing that people can't afford the prices of food, and we sit by silently. And those of you who are in this audience, you know the food prices have gone up tremendously. Let's go to David from Mequon. Go ahead.
Good morning, Earl. Thank you for taking the call. So I agree with what you're saying with the amount of people. You know, we've heard about how great the economy is and how low the unemployment is and everything else. But the reality is we have tens of millions of people that are just more than ever actually now paycheck to paycheck. And what I see is, and I've told this to you before, we have more than enough food that is
thrown away.
Thrown away. And I agree with Tom, you know, the money in politics and everything. If you look at what happened with the governor in California, Gavin Newsom, he made a little carve out for Panera Bread because he was the biggest donor to Gavin Newsom because they just raising the minimum wage on restaurants at $20 an hour, with the exception of Panera Bread. And so there's been some information about that. But regardless, back to the food end of things, I mean, a lot of the stuff, when you have that expiration date on the food, it actually is still, technically, it still could last longer than what stated on there. And what happens is they have to, it's mandated that it has to be like sold out of the market or tossed away. Rather than being tossed away, it should be going to food banks and other pantries.
Hey Dave.
Just because it would be fine.
$25 billion would prevent the hunger that exists in this nation. $25 billion. It's a pittance. It's a mere pittance. Both Democrats and Republicans are guilty.
What I'm saying is you don't even need to spend that money, the $25 billion. You have the food already. We just have to reallocate it rather than throw it out. It, you know, goes to a food pantry. That's all that needs to be done. You could spend a fraction amount of money on reallocating the food that's being thrown out to redistribute that to homeless shelters, food pantries, all that good stuff.
Well, but here's the issue, Dave. The American people just don't care. The majority of the American people, this doesn't even come on their radar at all. And so as long as that's the case, we'll continue having to deal with 44 million Americans, you know, being hungry in a nation that is the wealthiest on earth. I wish I had more time. Thank you very much for the call. 844-967-2789 is the number. I want to talk on the other side. You know, the gun laws. Talk about the gun laws all the time. I wonder what you would think if I told you that undocumented immigrants have a right to own guns in this nation. 844-967-2789. Calvin, I see you all. Yeah. We'll talk about it. 844-967-2789. Don't touch that dial. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
Listen to me. Don't wonder too hard. Oh, what I'm trying to say.
News from the center, WRCE.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter.
While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
This is News from the Setter, WRCE.
The Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. And as I was saying, Calvin, this is in Newsweek this morning. Undocumented immigrants have right to own guns, judge rules. Now, as much as people are raising hell about undocumented immigrants, especially Republicans, listen to this story. A judge this month dropped gun charges against an illegal immigrant in Illinois, sparking further debate about the rights associated with the Second Amendment. U.S. District Judge Sharon Coleman of the Northern District of Illinois referenced lower court rulings in dismissing firearm possession charges against Gilberto Carbajal Flores, who was illegally or unlawfully in the United States when he possessed a handgun in the Little Village neighborhood of Chicago in June of 2020. The court finds that Carbajal Flores' criminal record containing no improper use of a weapon as well as nonviolent circumstances of his arrest do not support a finding that he possesses a risk to public safety such that he cannot be trusted to use a weapon responsibly and should be deprived of his Second Amendment rights to bear arms in self-defense. Wait a minute. So he's here illegally, and his Second Amendment rights, Calvin, supersede all the other rights. He has a right to Second Amendment rights as an illegal immigrant, says who? The NRA. Tell me, Calvin, tell me how that makes any sense, man.
Well, it doesn't really make any sense. I guess I was mistaken in thinking that the Bill of Rights and the rights granted by the Constitution only applied to citizens of the United States.
And not when it comes to the Second Amendment, a right to own a gun. Okay, so as much as immigrants are crucified, you know, it's they can at least get their hands on and own a gun. Again, this gentleman was an illegal immigrant. He got caught with a gun and was being charged with having the gun illegally, and yet the courts deemed that he had Second Amendment rights, even though he's not a citizen of the country. How does that make any sense, man? Well, the NRA has a lot of power, and politicians knuckle under to the NRA. And so, you know, we got to make sure that anybody who wants a gun has a gun, it doesn't matter if they're an, illegal, you know, and undocumented immigrant. 844-967-2789. You know, time and time and time again, I don't understand our nation and the laws of our nation. And I only thing I can do is go back to a pile of tricksters who make these laws. And yet the easy accessibility to guns couldn't be any more apparent than the fact that an undocumented immigrant can get his hands on a gun, and he said he needed it for protection. Protection. You're here illegally. And yet, you know, the laws of the nation are such that because we want to make sure as many people who possibly can get their hands on a firearm, you know, get their sweaty hands on a firearm, you know, we want to make sure that that happens. You know, more and more and more, the longer I live, the more I look into things that are going on in our nation. And we should be outraged. You know, we should be challenging. Why we're silent on so many different things in the country is why the country is in the condition it's in. It really is. We live in our own silos. And so we don't want to get engaged or involved in those other things because we're living our lives and we're inside of our bubble. And it's as if we are completely separated from the other, the rest of your countrymen. And we are becoming more and more isolated from one another and from the things that really are important in the society. And it's why we're the way we are and in the conditions that we are in. Because we aren't willing to fight. We aren't willing to do what is right. It's not right that so many people are hungry in the wealthiest nation on earth that throws away more than enough food, as Dave said, to feed the people 10 times over. Not right. It's not right that everybody, for the most part, you know, in our nation who wants a gun can get their hands on a gun, and even people who don't need to have their hands on guns can get access to it. It's not right. People dying every day from gunshots. It's not right. But, you know, we're not going to say much about it because it doesn't impact and affect us directly. You know, what affects one indirectly affects us all. Directly. Up next, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Got an awful lot to talk about. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
From Hillsboro to Highland, your choice for news, talk, and sports is News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Wednesday on Nightlight, I welcome Wisconsinology's Frank Anderson, comedian Vince Maranto, and entrepreneur Kevin Williams. It's Nightlight from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A federal appeals court has once again prevented Texas from arresting and deporting migrants accused of